paragraph Yud Beis, the Alkane, and this is why the Gemara tells us, Kol ma sheyesh b'yabosho, yesh bayam, that every single living thing that's on dry land has a copy in the ocean. Chutz min hachulda, except for the weasel. Ki ikara ha-halomo v'ha-storo, hu bozeh ho-oilom, ba-ofra gashmi, sheyesh man al-bani odom. Because the main place where Hashem is hidden is in this physical world on dry land, on the dirt where people live. Ki kol ma Hashem adrega namucha yoyser, shom ha-halomo b'yoyser. Because the more that we speak about a lower level, the more Hashem is hidden, is more hidden there. Kiyesh arba yisoidos, because we know that there are four basic elements that Hashem created the world with, which are eish, ruach, mayim, ofor. V'ha ofor nomuch mikuloi, ofor is the lowest one. Dirt, v'shom tachlis ha'aloma, and in ofor, that's where Hashem is most hidden, because it's the lowest. Because on the dirt, live human beings who are Bali Bechira. And we learned earlier that Bechira is dependent on Ha'aloma, but dependent on things not being so obvious, not so clear. And again, Bechira is the reason for why Hashem created everything. That's why on dry land there is this chulda. The chulda refers to a very powerful klipa that hides the truth. Because again, chulda is known as an animal that's always in hiding. Therefore, on this dirt that we human beings live on, Shebekan hu tachlis ha'alomah kanal, where they have the greatest ha'alomah, Iker hatikun legalois ha'alomah. This is where a human being has the ability to affect the greatest tikkun possible by revealing the ha'alomah. And how does he do that? Hu al yidei emuna daiko, through emuna. Dahainu emunas chachomim, specifically. Ki yesoid he'ofor hu bechinas emuna. Because earth, dirt, is associated with emuna. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, shchon eretz, live on the land, ure'ei emuna, and pasture its emuna. So we see that emuna is associated with ofor. Ki aharbo yesoidois eish ruach mayim ofor, Hem keneged arbo oilomois, atzilus bria yitzirasiya. Because the four basic elements of creation, fire, air, water, and dirt, correspond to the four worlds that Hashem created, which are called atzilus, bria, yitzira, and asiya. Shehem bechinas arbo yisiyas Hashem, which correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shehim Bchinas Hashloisha Moichin VeEmuna, and the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, correspond to the three Moichin, three sections of the brain, and number four is Emuna, Shehim Bchinas Malchus. Just like you have, in a sense, sort of similar, the four legs of the throne of Hashem correspond to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And the fourth one is, the regular Horavi is, Dover HaMelech, Malchus, Emuna. Nimtza she'esh ruach mayim hem keneged ha'shloisha moichim. So therefore, the three elements, esh, ruach, and mayim, correspond to the three parts of the brain. V'ofor hu keneged emuna, Malchus, which means that the fourth element, ofor, corresponds to Malchus, emuna, like we just said before. V'ze shemotzinu shahadas nimshol le'esh ruach mayim avaloi lo'ofor. This that we find, that knowledge, wisdom, understanding is compared to esh ruach mayim, not to ofor, ki mayim bebechinas hadas. Because we know that water is referred, das is compared to water, k'may shekosu, u'molo ha'oretz deos Hashem kamayim layam mechasim. The world will be filled with understanding of Hashem, like the water that covers the ocean floor. So we see that das is compared to water. V'chein ruach hu b'chinas sechel. And ruach is a term also that's used associated with sechel. K'may shekosuv ruach chochma ubina. It's one pasuk. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, Ochein ruach hu bo enosh. And again, there it's referring to Sechel. That pasuk there is referring to Sechel. So we see that ruach is associated with Sechel. Shenemar le'inyan ha'chochma shebodam. That pasuk, Ochein ruach hu bo enosh, is referring to human intelligence. V'chein eish hu b'chinas ha'sechel, and we find that eish is also associated with sechel, k'mu v'du Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu says in Torah Samach, sh'ha'sechel shebodom hu k'moy eish doylek, that the brain inside a person's head is like a candle that's burning, that has to be fed with oil. Rabbeinu Zalveh speaks about tikkun habris, about a person retaining the liquids in the body, not wasting those holy liquids. B'chinas ne'er Hashem nishma sodom. So we see that all three things, Eish, Ruach, and Mayim, are used to refer to Das, Moich, and Sechel. And another pasuk, V'zeh Kosov, Haloi Koi Dvorai Ko Eish, the Torah is compared to Eish. Aval Ofor, Hurak, Bebechinas Emuna. Whereas the fourth element, Ofor, that's not Moichen, that's Emuna. Ki Ofor, Hu Yesoid, Hatachtoin. Because Ofor is the lowest one of the Dalad Yesoidois, Sheshom, Yoishvin, Kolbanei Choled. That's where all those human beings live, on the Ofer. They don't live in Eish. They don't live in Mayim. They live on the Ofer. Sheshom tachlis haloma. That's where we have the greatest haloma. Bishvil habchira. Sate should be bchira. Veshom ikara hahizgalus. Leida ho'emes ulahakaris. Veshom. And over there on earth, in Ofer, ikara hahizgalus. Leida ho'emes. The greatest method of revealing the truth and revealing Hashem and coming to recognize Hashem is through Emunah. And within Emunah, the most important thing is Emunah's Chachamim, Amitim. The true Chachamim who are involved in drawing Hashem into this world and revealing the truth in this world. V'alkein ein chulda kiyim b'yabosha. This is why the Gemara says that the chulda is only found on land, not in water. Dahainu b'yesoid ha'ofor, in the element of ofor. Kishom tachlis ha'aloma. That's where you have the greatest hiddenness. Shehi b'chinas chulda kana, which is associated with chulda. Aval b'mayim shom hascholas hisgalos hadas. Whereas in water, that's where you have the beginning of the Das being revealed, not hidden. Alkein ein ha'aloma g'doy l'shom kolkach. That's why the hiddenness is not so powerful in water. Ki mayim givoyim in ofor, because water is a higher level than ofor. V'chol ma'ashem adriga givoye yeser shom nismato aloma. And as we learned earlier, the more you go to a higher level, the less ha'aloma there is, the less hiddenness. U'maschil hisgalus hadas k'zas, and it starts to be a little bit of a revelation of Das. V'alkein nimshal hadas l'mayim. That's why Das is compared to water. V'alkein b'mayim ein shom chulda. That's why the chulda is not found in water. Ki shom ein halom gedol kol kach. V'alkein kol hatarois mikol atumo yisuaydi amayim. And this is why anytime you want to purify something from tumah, you do it with water. She'ein shom chulda, where there is no chulda. Shehi klipas haloma, this chulda that represents haloma, high, you know, the hiddenness. Shubachinas hacholed shuarishin mishmoyne shrotz matmeim, corresponding to the cholid who's the first one of the eight tomei rodents listed in the Torah. Shemishom kol hatumois shel kol hoavoinois sheboim aydei haloma. That's the root of all tumah and all sins. It all comes from the fact that Hashem is hidden, that the truth is hidden. Because water represents the revelation of Das, where the Das is coming out of hiding. That comes about by our strengthening ourselves in Emuna, in true Chachomim. Lahamshech das ve'etzois shleimois letaher mikol hagilule mikol atmeis. That it's by having true emunas chachamim, that's how we're zoicha through those chachamim to receive the das and the advice that we need to purify ourselves from all idols and all tumas. Shehim b'chinas mayim tohirim hamavurim b'atoyra nal. That's the pure waters that Rabbein Ezal refers to in Torah Samach Aleph. B'chinas v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohirim utihartem mikol tumaseichem. I'll sprinkle on you pure waters, and you'll be purified from all of your impurity. Ki'al yidei hischaskus ha'emuna zoichen lezgalus hadas uleitzis shleimois. Because through by strengthening our emuna, we're zeichet to the revelation of Das and Shleimus Eitzel Shleimus, the best advice possible, ulahamshech ha-hamtoka miseich la-koil o-elyoin, and to draw a hamtoka, a sweetening of the din, from the highest, the seich la-koil o-elyoin, from the highest levels of seichel, al yedei shemamin b'chol ha-sforam ha-kdeshim shel ha-Torah. Through the fact that the person has improved his emunas chachomim, that now he believes in all the sforim of the Torah, shaydeze nimtak hakoil v'nitamei hakoil. That's what gets all the judgments, all the din to be nimtak, and that's what purifies a person from everything, emunas chachomim. V'ze shomra zal, and this is why the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud Zayim, kadsiim Rabbi Meir sifra de Iyoiv. When Rabbi Meir would finish learning the book of Iyoiv, Havomer, he would say, Soif Adam Lamus. The end of all mankind is they're going to die. Soif Behemo L'Shchita. The end of all animals is to be slaughtered. Ashrei mi she'amaleh b'Torah. Fortunate is a person who's zeichet to work in Torah, in mitzvahs, you know, if that's because, again, nobody's going to remain in this world permanently. Everybody's going to die. They're going to die, and then what? Then the more Torah and mitzvahs ma'asim tovim you have, then you have a future. So look how it puts these two together. Soif Odom Lamus, Soif Behemel Eshchita, Ashrei mi she'amaleh b'Torah. Ki Eshchita hu lehalois nefesh hachai mehahelem el agilui. Because as we learned before, the mitzvah of Eshchita is to elevate the soul from the level of animal to human, from hiddenness to more revealed. Shehu b'chinas hizgalos hadas. That's a revelation of das. Leida v'losim eliboy heitev. Shehu ilam hevel v'rik. For the person to realize, really realize, that this world is foolishness and nonsense. B'b'chinas hazinu kol yoshvei choled anal. As Dovr Mel says, listen here, you people who live in choled. V'alkein smochon zelozeh. And this is why the Rabbi Meir put these two together. Soif adam lamus, soif behema l'shchita. Because by a person seeing an animal slaughtered, or by a person learning the laws of Shechita, that has to remind him that we are also going to die, we human beings. As it says over there in Kelis. And the living people, they better focus, they better pay attention to their hearts. They better think very carefully about what their mission is and what their eternity is. Ba'ifin sheyosim aliboy heite v'yivakish eitzos v'tachbulas amitiyas l'malit nafshoi. To the degree that the person will really see how far away they are from the Kedusha. V'yivakish eitzos v'tachbulas amitiyas l'malit nafshoi. And the person will search for the proper advice and tricks and everything they need to save themselves. Shezeo b'chinas hizgalos hadas. That's the concept of this revelation of das. Shezeo b'chinas mitzvah shchita, which is what shchita is about. Elevating the nefesh chai to medaber, that's a form of hizgalos hadas. Shayach leel, v'ze loshen ha-gemora. Now Rav Nosson Zal quotes a Yerushalmi in Masechet Shabbos in the Perek Shmoina Shrotzim, the Perek that deals with these rodents. Ksiv, there's one pasuk that says, Shimuzois kol ho'amim, hazinu kol yoshvei choled. Listen here, all you nations, listen those who live in the world, choled. Rabbi Acha of Rabbonon, there was a debate between Rabbi Acha and the Rabbonon. Chadom, or one of them, says, Lomo hu mamshil kol bo'elam l'chuldo, why does he compare all people living in the world to Chulda, because of the fact that everything that exists on dry land exists in the water. The Chulda ena bayam, except for Chulda. Chulda is not in the water. So therefore, when he's talking about human beings, people who live on dry land, he calls them Yoshvei Choled. The Charin Omar, and the other opinion says, Lomo hu mamshil kol boilom l'chulda. You know why he compares all people in this world to a chulda? Ma chulda zu goyreres sumanachas, goyreres sumanachas, ve'en yadas l'mi manachas. Just like the chulda is always working, never stops. You watch a chulda, he's got a lot of nervous energy. He's schlepping, puts it down, goes, schleps more, puts it down, schlepping, gathering and gathering. Without knowing who he's leaving, who's going to eat all that stuff, who's going to use all of that stuff. Kach kol boi oilam goyrerin umanichin, goyrerin umanichin. So too all the people that come to this world. They schlep and they put away, and they schlep and they put away. Ve'enum yoidim lami menichin. And they don't know who they're putting it away for. They think they're going to live 1,000 years. Or their kids, or their grandchildren, their great-grand. Hainu dechsiv. This is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 39. Yitzbor v'lo yeda miyosvam. They gather, he gathers, and he doesn't know. I'm sorry, Yitzbor means he accumulates. He accumulates. V'lo yeda miyosvam. But he doesn't know who's going to be gathering it all in. Like, who's going to end up using it in the end. Ad kan loshna gemara. These are the words of the gemara over there in the Yerushalmi. And Rav Nosson Zal says, V'yato, and now, me eilecha tovin. You will be able to understand very well by yourself, Sheshneim Ladover Echad Niskavnu, that these two rabbis who mentioned two different opinions, they're both saying the same, they're both focusing on the same thing. Umar Omar Chod, Umar Omar Chod, Vlaich Pligi. He says A, he says B, and they're not arguing. Because again, that's why this physical world is called choled, al shem hachulda sheyeshna be'abosha, because it is chulda that's on dry land, shehu al shem goydel ha'alomo shel ze'olam. This is referring to that message, the great ha'alomo that exists in this world, the hiddenness. Shezehu bi'atzmoi ma shecharino, but this is exactly what the other opinion said, ma chulda zu goyrero sumana. Or Banachas, just like the Chulda, keeps gathering and gathering and putting away and putting away, and he don't know who he's putting it away for. Who's going to use all of that? So too, human beings. Kizeh biatzmai bechinas ha'alama. Because this is the real ha'alama in this world. Shebishvilzeh nikro hoylam al shem ha'chulda. That's why this world is called Chulda. Because people are on a treadmill. They're going to work and come back. Go, more work, more work, more money, more money. Run. See Jane, run. See the... And if somebody pushes that stop button and the conveyor belt stops and they're forced to think, to really think, what am I doing? What am I doing? This is life? This is what it's all about? This is what I'm here for? And when I die, that... This is going to be the whole, you know, they're going to sum up my whole life. He worked for 65 years. He never missed a day of work. Every day put in those hours, got those paychecks. And that's it? That's the total of life? And this is why Dovid HaMelech cries out in Tehillim Memtes, chapter 49, Hazinu kol yeshvei choled. Listen here, you people living in this world. Shulianichu litois es atzmon, that the people shouldn't allow themselves to be fooled. V'layu kruchim achra chulda shu oitzim haloma. They shouldn't follow and get caught up in that chulda, that haloma, that great haloma. Now, it says, Heilecho roshe prokim u'mahadura kamo lehilcha shchita halocha heyanal. We're gonna have some paragraphs now that are actually an earlier version of Hilcha Shchita Halacha Hei, Al Pi HaTorah Chodi Reb Shimon B'Simon Samach Aleph, Ayin Shom. That's going to be the next few pages. Paragraph Yudalad. V'zeh b'chinas shchita shehu lahalois nefesh hachai lemedaber shehu geder hodom. This is the concept of shchita, which is elevating the nefesh of the chai to medaber. Medaber is the category of human beings. Lahalois nefoshois hamegulgolois shenoflu b'avanoisem b'chinas odom l'toich chayis abeimis v'ifis. To elevate those souls that have been reincarnated, that as a result of their sins, they left the category of humans and they were reincarnated into animals and birds. The main reason why they fell was because of Pegamonus Chachomim. Shaideze Nifgam Hadas. When a person is Poigimonus Chachomim, then his mind becomes cloudy, his mind becomes defective. Ki hu ashamim sruchim aval v'lem adas. Because when a person is poigim emunas chachomim, he's nidoin b'tsoya roisach, as the Gemara says, boiled filth. And the foul vapors go up to his brain and they cloud his brain. And when a person's brain gets messed up, then he's no longer a human. He becomes behema. He falls into the category of behema. Shehu heder adas. A behema means lack of das. When a person says to his friend, you behema, he means you just did something that showed a lack of brains. Bilbul hoetza, lack of clear guidance, advice. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Odom bikor bal yolin nimshal kabehemo isnidmu. Odom bikor yikor zebechinas tefillin. A person with yikor, with tefillin. Kmo shapir shuazal, as the Gemara says, that vikor means hainu tefillin, moichin. Bechinas moichin zakin. Bikor refers to a person who has a pure mind. Bechinas tefillin tzrichin guf noki. As the Gemara says, tefillin require a clean body. A person has to be clean, pure, to wear tefillin. Umishe poigim bozeh, and a person who's poigim in this purity by not having the proper emunas chachamim, bebechinas odom bikor bal yolin, he's not zoichet tiyakor to these moichin, nimshal ka behema yisnidmu, then he becomes like a behema. Ki oz noife lebechinas behema. Then he falls into the category of behemoth.